Word is going to be short too. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the one that Mary was looking to, sitting at his feet, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. I want to tell a little story that illustrates what I want to communicate here this afternoon. It's a very short story. A number of years ago, when my family was young, I was out in the field working. It was called the Jones Farm. And we are working on the Jones Farm in the springtime. And my wife brought our lunch out, as she often did, so we could keep working longer and faster. And so all the children were brought out. We had a little small family that time. And we had our lunch at noontime, and it was time to move to a new farm. And so every farmer's boy takes great delight in an opportunity to ride in a tractor or a truck or whatever convenience. And usually they have a favorite one they like to ride in. And so I said to one of my children, "We're going to such and such a field. You can either ride in the tractor or you can ride in the truck." I will never cease to admire the answer that was given to me. The answer was this: "I want to go with you. I want to go with you." He didn't know whether it was going to be the tractor or the truck. Brethren, that's what these verses are telling us about. The journey before us. It's not so much the path. It's who we're going with. Looking unto Jesus. Let's continue this path of faith with our Savior along the way. That's what makes the path wonderful. It isn't just doing the right things and being faithful. Yes, that's all a part of it. We've had this wonderful chapter of the heroes of faith, and we have admired them. And the apostle who wrote this after he gives them all, he sums it up all and says, "Now you can set all that aside now. That's a good example. But now I'm giving you the real example. Walk the path of faith with Jesus."